Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, we're excited today to have Joanne Midget, my wife, back to talk to us about outreach stories. That's what we've called these. You can look back and see other episodes where we've discussed these. And once again, we're not lifting up us. We're lifting up Jesus. And that's the whole idea, is to encourage all believers to get out and share the Lord with people. I had someone actually tell me that today. I was doing some business with them, and they told me they had not witnessed anybody since they had been saved. And they were impressed to stop and talk to someone, and they plan to reach out to them again and witness to them. So you can do this with the Lord's help. There's boldness. We just pray for boldness. And this is some more examples that Joanne's going to share about reaching out to people. So be encouraged by this and let the Lord minister to you with ideas of how you can do the same thing. Okay, Joanne, share with us what's on your heart.
Okay. In these adventure stories, adventures with God stories, they come in different categories. Sometimes I find that God just wants me to listen. Sometimes He wants me to say something to people. He has a specific message for them to let them know that He personally knows them and cares. He'll give you a word of knowledge. Sometimes He wants you to pray for their healing. Well, one particular time where we were just supposed to listen this young man into existence, we had stopped in and he was waiting on us. And Bert asked that question, "How long have you worked here? How do you like it?" Well, it was at a slow time and he wasn't busy. So he stood there for about 20 minutes and just talked about his life, his girlfriend, fishing trips he'd been on. And you could tell that he was a very insecure person and just didn't have a lot of friends and just needed somebody to listen. So sometimes God will just have you do that. I have a very dear friend, and she jokes and says every time I go into Walmart, people just walk up to me and tell me their whole life story. Well, I think that that is a God thing, because your light shining, people see that and they're drawn to that. And the word even says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. They're not drawn to you. They're drawn to Jesus in you. So don't fight that. Just flow with it and have your listening ears on. And like I said, sometimes you're just there to let people know that God cares about them and knows their situation, and then He will help you relate with them. We had a young lady one time that we were at a business and we were talking with her. She was a young mother. She had a young child. She was a single mom, and she was working two jobs, and you could tell she was tired. And she said, "I really want to be a teacher. I want to go back to school, and I want to study to be a teacher." And because I'm a retired teacher, I was able to encourage her and talk to her about some of the good, the bad, and the ugly of teaching. But I just encouraged her to pursue her dreams, and that God would give her what she needed, would give her the time and the finances to pursue her dream. And sometimes you're just there to help somebody keep on keeping on. Now, there's one situation I want to share with you. It's kind of humorous in a way, and it was for the purpose of getting somebody healed. My sister and I were in a little snack bar in a convenience store, and we were just sitting there talking. Her house had burned down, and we were there taking a break and getting a snack, and we were both really grubby, so we weren't dressed to the nines by any means. And we're just sitting in a little booth talking, and our conversation went to how we get rough skin off the bottom of our heels, of our feet. And that sounds kind of weird, but all of a sudden, there's a guy that's sitting behind us in the booth behind us, and he turns around and he taps me on the shoulder and he said, "Speaking of heels," he said, "my heels are painful when I walk. They are so painful." And well, once again, my radar goes up and I think, okay, I know what I'm supposed to do. So I asked him if I could pray for him, and he said, sure. So I get out of my seat, and I kneel down beside him, and he looks at me, and he said, don't do that. And I just realized that I wasn't from there, but he was, and there were probably people he knew in that little convenience store, and it was embarrassing for him. So I encourage you, if you pray for people, don't draw attention to them and don't embarrass them. So I slipped back up in the booth, and I turned around and just put my hand on his shoulder. I thought I didn't have to put my hand on his foot. So I prayed for his heels to be healed. And I believe his heels were healed, because when he got up, I watched him, and he walked out, and he didn't seem to limp or have any problems. And he just waved as he walked out the door. So sometimes your situations will be unusual or even humorous. Another way that God can use you to minister to people and in healing is that it's a kind of a word of knowledge, because you will have symptoms that come on your body, but you know they're not yours. And the only way I can explain it is that if there's a sharp pain, it's like there's no reason for you to have that pain. You've not had an injury. You're not sick. And so you know that it's a word of knowledge for somebody else. And this particular weekend, I had three symptoms that stayed on my body until a Sunday morning service we were attending. It was my heels. Speaking of heels in the last story, the heels of my feet were burning. My hands were numb. And then I had this sciatic nerve pain that was in my back and went down into my right leg behind my knee. And it wasn't that they were excruciating or unbearable. It's just that I knew that I was supposed to share these at the service on Sunday morning. So when I did that, I named each symptom that I was dealing with, and three people came up and got prayer for those conditions. And it wasn't a really large group of people. So it just showed them that God cared enough about them to call out with a word of knowledge through that type of manifestation, and they were healed. And so when you have a word of knowledge and you share it with someone, it builds their faith, because they think, hey, that's for me. I'll grab it. I see 700 Club do that all the time. And people will call in and say, the minute they said that, I knew that that was for me. And all the millions of people that watch that program. So don't hesitate to recognize those types of manifestations when God wants to use you. And finally, I want to share one more. And this is this happened just this week. Sometimes I go to the local laundromat, and I'll take rugs or something to wash, just so I'm sitting there and have something to do. And I'll just pray and ask God to bring people in who need to know His love. And this particular day, I was looking around, and this elderly lady with white hair came in, and she walked in, and she had some things in the dryer. And I was going to wait, well, you know, while she's folding, I'll go over and talk to her, because I thought, well, I'm supposed to talk to her. Well, she throws everything in a basket and she takes off out the door. And I think, well, it wasn't her. But while she was getting things out of the dryer, she was talking to this other lady. And this lady had kind of reddish colored hair. I could tell it was dyed. She was an older lady. And so she was still there, and she was just sitting there waiting for her clothes to dry. So I approach her and I say, you know, I'm a Christian, and I'll come in the laundromat every once in a while, and I just ask the Lord to show people to me who might need prayer. Do you need prayer for something? And she said, I certainly do. My granddaughter is having a C-section this week, and I want you to pray for a healthy baby and a safe delivery. And when she was telling me that, I looked down, and her hand looked very, very strange. Her thumb was a little larger, and she had, it looked like a growth or whatever on her hand. And so I prayed for a granddaughter's child and childbirth. And then I asked her, I said, tell me about your hand. And I was amazed. Probably everybody listening to this program has heard of this surgery, but I've never heard of this kind of surgery. She said, that is not my thumb. That is my big toe off my right foot. And I said, you are kidding. She said, no, I'm not. She said it was a 17-hour surgery. And she started moving her hand, and she said, I have perfect use. And so she said it's called the toe-to-thumb surgery. And so I learned something that day. So sometimes when you minister to people, you can learn. And another thing about this particular story is that the usual laundromat I go to, I had a sign on the door, and it was closed because of a water leak. So I ended up having to go to a laundromat in the next town. And I was under time pressure because I was going to take an elderly gentleman to therapy in another town, and I was kind of pressed for time. But, you know, I had plenty of time. I was able to get my rugs done and minister to this lady and get home in time to get ready to go take he and his wife to his therapy appointment. Well, I can't leave today without encouraging our viewers to tap into our young people and to let them know children as young as 4 have been used in outreach ministry, and sometimes even younger than that, because you know how children disarm people. And I had an experience. I've had experiences with children being used before, but this particular one stands out. We were having a churchyard sale, and I'd asked the pastor if I could put up a little tent and just offer prayer to people. And this older man came up to our booth, our tent, and I had some of the children that I taught in Children's Church with me, and there was a young man there, and I'd say he was probably 10 or 11 at the time. This has been a little while back, and the man came up, and he said, I would like prayer, and we asked what was wrong, and he said, well, they found some spots on my lungs, and they tell me it's cancer. And so the young boy, he was anointed to do this. He was so bold. He went over. He put his hand on the man's chest. He cursed the cancer. He commanded it to go in Jesus' name. And the man said, thank you so much. And this was like in May or June. And we had a back-to-school blast in August, that August. And the man called me and asked if he could come and speak to our children. And I said, sure. And so he came to this back-to-school blast, and he gave a testimony and shared about his healing. And he wanted to encourage those children to never stop praying for people, because he was living proof. And he writes articles for our local paper, and he's still going strong, and he writes articles every week in the paper. And it just blesses me every time I see his picture when I open the newspaper. And all because a young boy believed in the healing power of God and was used in an outreach. And also, I want to tell you about a way also you can be used is in dream interpretation. I've been interpreting dreams for people for the past 10 years, and I love doing it. It's always fun. Sometimes it's prophetic. Sometimes it can bring comfort. But recently, I've been dreaming for people, and I recently had 2 dreams not too far apart from each other for 2 of my friends, and I'm so excited because one of those dreams is already coming to pass in that person's life, and I'm getting to watch it play out. So be open. God is a God of variety, and He'll use gifts differing, and you have those gifts. And God says to desire the best gifts, and they're all the best. So just pray and ask God to use you. He loves to use His people. So let's pray, and I want to pray for you that you'll be open to be used. And we'd love for you guys to contact us and let us know and give us some of your own stories that we can share. Father God, I lift up to everyone who's listening today, and I thank you, God, that they are open, they are of an honest heart, and they truly want to serve you and please you. And one of the ways they can do that is by reaching out to people. And I thank you, Father, that you will use each one of them in a dynamic way supernatural ways to meet the needs of your people and strangers and those who need Jesus in their life. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.